Hello? Hello?
I'm sorry about that, sir. My name is Jasmine, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Customer support.
You left
Okay,
your
that's.
number. You left your number for us to call you back.
Yes, ma'am. I have on my bill. This is Value Select, right?
We're a third party customer service center that serves several different companies.
Well, okay. I need you to look up what it is that I supposedly bought from Value Select of $67.32 that was charged to my account.
Yes, sir. I'd be more than happy to. Can I get that zip code to further assist you with this account?
88012.
And can I get that first and last name, please?
My name is Robert Burrows, Burrows.
Give me one moment. You said Robert. Robert is spelled O, I mean ROB.
ERT,
Yes,
Robert
sir. And your last name.
Burrows, Burrows.
BORRO.
BURR.
Oh,
B
B
U
U
O W S.
R O W S. Can I get you to verify that shipping address, sir?
4319 Camino Dos Vidas, Las Cruces, New Mexico, 88012.
One moment while I get your account pulled up, sir. And what were you inquiring about in your account, sir?
Well, I'm being charged something I don't know what it is, for one. So I
On
want to know what
December.
it is that I supposedly bought.
Okay. I do see, however, on December 5th, you was charged $39.99 for a Hero Bot PC2.
A Hero
A Hero,
PC2.
yes, sir, Hero Bot.
What is that?
I have to look onto the website to further assist you. It's like some type of gadget, I think.
A game?
No, it's some type of gadget. And I do see, however, let me look, let me look, let me look. And I do see on September 1st of this year, where you paid $5.74 for a smartwatch that was shipped to you on September 2nd.
Okay, $5.74.
Where you pay
Well,
only shipping and handling.
Well,
And
I've.
go ahead.
Well, I just talked to Essential Hardware and they told me I bought the watch from them and the earbuds from them, which they're charging me $39.99, and then some subscription, and I never
Yes,
signed up for
that
subscription.
subscription, when you signed up for that smartwatch and that smartwatch was shipped to you, let me go to their website so I can better assist you with it.
So
$39.99.
they're using two different companies, and charging me on both
No, it's
ends.
the same company, sir. We're just
Essential
the
hard.
third. We're just the third party customer service center that serves the companies, and we serve several different companies.
So this company's using essential hardware for the earbuds and the watch, and then Value Select is also charging me. It's not the $5.74. They're charging me $67.32 here.
6732. That 6732 is
Oh,
from that smart.
67.
Yes, sir.
Seven.
6732. That's from that smartwatch.
For
That was,
$5.74.
yes, sir. That was the shipping and handling. That's what I was trying to find on their website to better explain to you. Give me
That
one.
watch is a piece of junk. Doesn't even have a band for a little catch for the band. It's a piece of junk, and they're charging me $67 for the watch.
I'm finna explain why, sir. Give me one moment. I'm actually trying to look up the device onto the website. 6732 smartwatch P3 MC.
Nothing about it. On 11/5, I paid the same $67.32 to my bank. The
Give
same price, $67.32 on 11/5, and then they're billing me again on 11/8 and collecting on 11/9 at the Value Select. But I already paid for it 11/10/21, another company name for the same product. Again. So, something's not right here. And I never signed up for any subscription.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just looking on a site. Yes, sir. In there, in hello. They're charge. The reason why they're charging is that. Give me one moment. Keep clicking off. The reason why they're charging at 6732, and that was way in October. I understand, but the reason why they're charging at 6732 because with that smartwatch for that 67. With that smartwatch for that shipping and handling, you should have received a $200 gift card to the Best Consumer Gadgets Club on the web.
All it
And
seemed was a
that's
little box.
that's what it says, like that's what it says in their terms and conditions under auto ship policy and trial policy. Basically what it was when you signed up to get that watch, you was on a 7-day trial period. After that 7-day trial period, before that 7-day trial period was up, you would have had to go back to that website or call that 1-800 number, that toll-free number to their site and cancel that subscription. If you did cancel the subscription before the 7-day trial period was up, that's when you were starting to get billed that 6732. Now I can, however, cancel that subscription for that 6732, where they won't be able to use your card no more. Now where that $39.99 came from with that company that for that HeroBot, I'm understanding was some earpods that were shipped to you on September the 2nd.
Okay, the
Now
earbud.
the now with that when the when the earpods, that's the same thing as the smartwatch. You had a 7-day trial period. a 7-day trial period. After that before that 7-day trial period was up, you had to cancel that subscription or you was going to get billed the regular retail price for those AirPods monthly, which was, I want to say, the last time you got billed for those was actually, yeah, December the 5th, which was on a Monday for $39.99. You had to do the same thing with the 6732 and call that toll-free number or go back on their site and cancel that subscription where you wouldn't get billed for that subscription.
I understand what you're telling me, but I never saw any subscriptions with these when I ordered them. So for both of them,
they have that in the terms of conditions.
Well, I can tell you right now,
And I'll be more than happy, but the only thing I can do on my end is the most recent transaction. I can't do anything from past December. I'll have to get you transferred over to our escalations department because I can only touch the recent transactions. And the recent transaction is the $39.99 for December the 5th.
Well, it's saying it was 10/21, post-dated, and 11/09 again.
You said, give me
it
one
says
moment.
On my bank account, it goes all the way back to 10/21. Transaction date was 10/19. Post date.
Yes, the post date was October 19th, $39.99, and November 19th that I'm looking at on your account for $39.99, and the last transaction was December 5th, $39.99. Now that post date you're talking about for November 19th for that $39.99, however, that was declined. That wasn't taken out of your account. So they rebuild you again for $39.99 on the 5th of this month on the 5th on a Monday. On the 11th, on November the 19th, that $39.99 was declined.
Okay.
And
it's coming up on my account that it wasn't.
Yeah, on my end that I'm looking at, it was declined. It didn't go through at all.
Okay, well, according to my bill here from my bank, it went through on that day because they're charging me $39.99.
Yeah, because on the status, it declined on our end from November 19, 2022.
So then they're trying to rebuild me 12/5/22, and that went
yeah,
through.
that actually went through the 39 from Monday. That went through. That's the only transaction I can touch. Other than
okay.
that, other any other transaction like the ones in September and October, I have to get you over to our escalations department so they can touch you.
Okay. Well, I talked to somebody yesterday, which also gave me a different number for the essential hardware, and they said it's through consumerdirectsavings.com.
Now, I don't know who you spoke to yesterday, but on your account, the last time you spoke in with someone was December the 6th at 2:55. The charges from $39.99.
Well, here's the thing. I've got two different numbers, two different companies, one from Florida and one from MD, all charging for the same thing. So the $39.99 is coming from Florida, and now this one, $67.32 for the watch, is coming from MD. And I got different phone numbers from both of them. I mean, to me, this is a racket because I didn't sign up for any subscriptions, didn't see anything about subscriptions. It came through a company called Patriot, and it's Patriot Wholesale Club. And I've bought things from them before, never had any problems until now when I got the watch and I got the earbuds. I'm going to tell you right now, both of them are pieces of junk. They're uncomfortable. They don't work. They don't charge. I mean, it's ridiculous, the price that they're trying to charge me.
Now, what I
Now,
can do for that $39.99, I can cancel that subscription, and I can offer you a 75% refund.
well, it needs to be canceled on both
Yes,
ends.
yes. The now the $39.99 from December 5th, I'll cancel it, and I'll cancel it and give you a 75% refund for it, and you will see your refund on back onto your MasterCard ending in 50/49 within 35 business days. But the other transactions, I have to get you over to our escalations fraud department so they can handle those other transactions for you. Because anything like November was last month. That's after 30 days. I can't touch any, I'm not allowed to touch anything but the recent transaction.
Okay. Well, we need to do whatever it is to eliminate that, because to me, this is all illegal what they're doing, because I didn't sign up for any subscriptions whatsoever.
Okay, give me one moment while I handle that charge for December 5th, and I'm going to put you on a brief hold. And when I come back, I'll be able to provide you a confirmation number.
Okay.
You're welcome, sir. Hello, Mr. Burroughs.
Yes, ma'am.
Instead of 75% of your of the refund for $39.99, I'm gonna go ahead and give you a full refund for that $39.99.
Okay.
Okay, give me one moment. Hello, Mr. Burroughs.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry that it took so long. I did get that refunded to you in full, and I do, however, have that confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
CS and Charlie.
Okay.
263.
263.
052. No.
Zero.
No, 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 no. It's 263-065.
Okay.
275.
275.
Yes.
Okay. C26065275. All right. So now you're going to connect me to the one with the watch.
Yes, cuz as I said before, I can't touch any of those other charges.
Yeah. Well, I definitely need to talk to them because this is just highway robbery. I'm sorry. I don't like people doing business like this.
I totally understand, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I've just bought things from the same company and never had this problem. And all of a sudden, I called them this morning, too. I told them, I said, this is ridiculous because they were just the pieces. There was no fine print anywhere that said that I was buying a subscription because that's the last thing I would ever do. I mean, I have that problem with supplements. If the supplements tell me that's a reoccurring thing, I don't buy from them because it doesn't mean that the product is going to do anything for me. I need to know if it's going to work for me. But I don't buy anything that's a reoccurring thing. And that's stupid money there. That's like throwing my money away. And I'm not that guy. I don't throw my money away. I work too hard to earn it.
Yes, sir. Let me get you transferred over, sir.
All right.